So, which computer do you want me to open?
I want you to open the computer which you use.
I use
your own computer,
okay.
Not your wife's computer.
Oh, not my wife's computer?
No, your own computer.
So, which computer would you like me to open of my own computers?
Open any of the one, okay?
My desktop?
Yeah, your desktop.
Or my laptop?
No, open your desktop first.
So my laptop doesn't have problems?
No, you're having a problem in your desktop and your laptop as well, because I'm expecting you are using the same Internet Explorer, okay, in both the computers, okay?
Well,
so firstly let me show you in your desktop, then I will show you in your laptop as well, okay? No need to worry about that.
Okay. I'm using a different Internet Explorer on my laptop to my desktop.
Okay, you use different connections?
No, different Internet Explorer.
Okay, different. No, I'm talking about the connections of, like, connection of Internet. Okay? Not about Internet Explorer, okay?
Oh, you mean my satellite connection?
Yeah. Open your desktop first.
Do you think I've got a satellite connection?
I beg your pardon?
Do you think I've got a satellite connection?
No.
No?
No?
Okay, I've got my computer open.
You got your computer open?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see on the left-hand side, on the desktop, can you see on the left-hand side, bottom, it's showing start button?
No.
A green box, window logo sign, four flags?
No, I don't see that.
You are on your desktop, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you are in front of your desktop and your desktop is turned on, right?
It's turned on, right.
Okay. Can you see your screen over the main screen?
Can I see the main screen?
Yeah, can you see your main screen?
Yeah,
main menu?
I can see my main screen.
Okay. Can you see on the left-hand side, bottom, it's showing a four flags window Microsoft sign?
No, it doesn't have that on the bottom.
You can't able to see that?
No, because I moved my toolbar.
You use the toolbar?
I moved it, so it's not on the bottom.
Okay, just open your toolbar first.
I see my toolbar.
You can see your toolbar?
I can see it.
Okay, now can you see?
I see my toolbar, yeah.
Yeah, can you see on the left-hand side, extreme left bottom, a four flags Microsoft sign?
No, my toolbar's not...
A start button, green box?
No, my toolbar's not on the bottom.
Okay, just hold on. Just open your laptop.
Oh, so you don't want me to look at my desktop?
Yeah, just open your... You just turn on your desktop and now open your laptop as well, okay?
Have we finished with my desktop?
No. I will work on your desktop later on. First open your laptop then.
So have you fixed my desktop?
Yeah, I will fix up both. No need to worry about it, okay?
Oh, okay. So how do you know both computers are creating errors?
As I told you, you are the genuine customer of Microsoft. You are using the genuine Windows. So whenever any error occupies your window, it directly sends us an email to the technical department of the computer, okay?
So
that's how we came to know about it.
Oh, I see. So the email has the ID of my computer?
Yeah.
What?
Your CLS ID of your computer.
So what's a CLS? So what is my CLS ID?
Okay, just write down your CLS ID.
Okay, you going to tell me?
Just write it down.
Have you told... No, you can tell me though, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you. The CLS ID of your computer, it's a unique ID of your computer, right?
Is it?
Just hold on. I'm checking out your CLS ID first, okay?
Okay, you tell me.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm there, no need to worry. I'm just checking out your CLS ID first.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
So what does CLS ID stand for?
I beg your pardon?
What does CLS ID stand for?
CLS ID means your particularly unique ID of your computer, your window, okay?
Well, what do the letters stand for? What do the letters stand for? CLSID.
I told you. Just hold on. Firstly, let me confirm your ID, okay?
All right.
Just write down.
Right?
Write it down, your CLSID first.
Okay.
It's 888, 3 8 in a row.
Right.
ECA60.
Sorry, could you start that again?
Okay, it's 888 DCA60.
Right.
Hyphen.
What was that, sorry?
Hyphen, I said.
Hyphen?
Yeah.
Okay.
FCOA.
Was that an S for Sam or an F for Fox?
Yeah, FCOA. F as in Fox, okay?
Fox? Charlie?
Yeah, F as in Fox. It's FCOA. C as in cat. For Charlie.
Right.
OA. A as in alpha.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Hyphen, 11CF, hyphen, 8FOF, hyphen, OOCO, 4FP, 7D062, right? This is your unique ID which is showing all the errors and warnings in your computer, okay?
So what, do you want me to do with that number now?
You have nothing to do with this, okay?
So why
I'm
why
just
we...
telling you, I'm just confirming your ID, which you having in your computer and which we having because we are calling from the technical department, okay?
I see, that, you know what that number is, right?
Yeah?
Do you know what that number is?
Yeah, I know.
What is it?
I told you this is a CLS ID. It's a unique ID of your computer, okay? Unique ID of your window, which nobody else know except you and the technical department, okay?
Which technical department?
I told you the technical department of your computer. Myself, a Microsoft certified engineer, Peter Johnson, calling you, okay?
Are you in India?
I beg your pardon?
Are you in India?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
I'm calling
you
from Toronto.
You want my address?
Yeah, what's your phone number?
You can write it down?
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
It's 1800.
Yep.
Hyphen. 225.
Yeah.
435.
Okay, and what's your company name again?
My company name is PC Support. We're having a collaboration with Microsoft.
Oh, okay. What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Peter Johnson, as I said.
Peter Johnson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How old are you, Peter? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. I'm here.
How old are you, Peter?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm 25 years old.
Oh, you're just a young fellow then.
I beg your pardon?
You're just a young fellow then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You married?
We're working. No, I'm not married.
Oh, dear. Well, you should be at 25.
I was married when I was
19.
You got married when you were 19?
I did.
Okay, that's cool.
It is, yes.
We did not even get the chance till now.
I have 6 grandchildren.
You have 6 grandchildren?
I do.
That's great. But sir, let me finish my duty first, because it's my duty to save your window, because it can crash down any time. So let me finish my duties, then I will talk to you about, you know, like personally.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so is your laptop is on now?
Yes, my laptop's on now.
Okay. Now, can you see on your laptop? Is your laptop open now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you see on the left-hand side bottom, it's showing a 4-flag Microsoft sign or maybe a start button?
Yeah, I see
that. On the left-hand inside button.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, just give a single left click on that.
Alright.
Alright?
Yeah.
Can you see on the right hand side it's showing computer or my computer?
Yeah.
So it's showing computer or my computer?
Well, it says computer.
Okay, just give a single right click on that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Can you see the option manage now?
I see it.
Okay, just give a single left click on that.
Okay, hang on.
Okay.
All right, yeah, I got that.
What you can see just here for me now?
Well, it says system tools, storage, services and applications.
Okay, can you see event viewer?
I see event viewer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just give a double left click on that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, can you see in the left, the right hand side, bottom, it's showing log summary to you? Log summary, I said.
I see log summary, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just give a double left click on applications, which is in log summary, right?
Okay.
Now, what you can see just here for me?
It says the software protection service has stopped.
Okay. Read out for me.
Well, that's what it says. The software protection service has stopped.
It got stopped due to that Trojan box viruses which you have in your laptop, okay?
Oh, dear. Do I?
I beg your pardon?
I have a what?
Yeah, you have Trojan box viruses which are sent by the hackers in your computer. Whenever you use Internet Explorer at your computer, hackers put some unauthorized file on some unauthorized sites, okay?
So I have Trojans in my computers?
Trojan box viruses,
so
yeah.
Is that like a condom?
What?
Well, they're Trojan condoms, right?
Yeah.
It's like a condom, is it?
Yeah.
In my computer?
Yeah, you have.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. That's yeah. Why I called you up to fix up the problem,
oh,
okay?
Thank you.
I would like you to minimize everything.
Okay.
Okay, just open your internet page now.
Open my what?
Internet page.
My internet page? What's that?
Yeah. Which browser you use? Mozilla Firefox, Internet Explorer, Google Chrome.
Okay, I use Firefox.
Just open your Firefox page.
Okay. Right.
Okay, you did it?
Yeah, I got that.
Okay, can you see on the top, it's showing address bar, says http://www.yahoo or maybe google.com?
Mm-hmm, I see that.
Just clear it and write down what I'm saying.
Okay. I've typed in one thing. Is that what you want?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you said to write one thing, so I wrote one thing.
Okay, just write down what I'm saying.
Which bit of what you're saying?
Just write down, just clear it, then I will tell you, okay?
Oh, it's clear.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just write down www.3w0.
Yeah.
A as in Alpha.
Yeah.
M as in Michael.
Yeah.
M as in Michael.
Yeah.
Y as in Yankee.
Yeah.
Y as in Yankee.com. It's Amy.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Just hit the enter button.
I hit the enter button.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you see the AMI page now?
Yeah, I do see it.
Okay, can you see a green box saying start working with AMI, it's free?
No, I see a red thing that says, have you got a phone call and asked to launch AMI admin? Important info on malicious use, it says.
You are not able to see in the mid, it's saying, start working with AMI, it's free?
No, I say, got phone call and asked to launch AMI admin. important info on malicious use. So I'm going to click on that and see what it says, okay?
No, I want you to click on the green box saying start working with AMI.
Oh, it says if you receive a phone call claiming to be from Microsoft or someone claiming to work on their behalf, telling you that you have a virus on your computer or some errors which they will help you fix via AMI admin, it's definitely a scam.
So, okay, you are thinking we are scammers, okay? Right?
Oh, heavens no, I wouldn't think that. What makes you think I would think that? I'm just reading you what's on the web page. Hello? Are you still there? Hello? Hello? Oh, dear.